This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jesse Tapia on the ones and twos for the second hour. What's up, Jesse?
Guys, happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Happy NBA schedule release day.
Yeah, happy I'm hanging out with you guys instead of going to that meeting day.
Dude, salute. Appreciate you. This is necessary assistance by you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
There's a meeting somewhere?
Fall apart.
Yeah, we have an all-staff meeting right now. We have those at 11, though, so you guys never get to show up.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I see them. Can you see that there's everybody in there right now from your angle?
Is this James? The one where you might... No, I can't see it.
I have to step... I'm going to be... Damien is going to come get me at some point so people can shower me with praise for being our version of Employee of the Month. So I'm pretty excited about it. I love getting compliments.
All right.
I'm really good at accepting them.
Excellent.
I'm not. It's going to be awkward. I'm going to stand up there like, oh, I don't know what... I don't know. It's weird when people are nice to me. I don't know how to deal with it.
I don't know.
Do you want us to practice right now? Me and James can say compliments to
you
right now?
No, absolutely not. That's what
we're
not going to do.
Kyle, you're a great radio host.
That's
James,
not what we're
going to
do. Nope.
Kyle,
leave.
We're so excited for your birthday tomorrow.
I will go home. I'm leaving.
Kyle, I'm great that they're going to honor you at this meeting because you're such a great person.
That's why I like when I get into Studio One every day after the show. So James and I go out there. I make my lunch. We chit-chat with Charlie for a little bit. And then I come in to Studio One. And Jesse's immediately like, go away. Like, yes, this is the kind of friend.
Oh, yeah, yesterday Kyle walked in. Yesterday, he's like, what's up, man? I was like, nope.
Nope. I'm like, all right.
See wow.
That's why Jesse's my best friend.
There you go.
That's facts.
It's amazing.
King schedule stuff. So, I did not count up how many games they're going to have by the end of that Washington road trip. That 6-game roadie.
Yeah.
From Jan 24 to Feb 1, Cleveland, Detroit, New York, Philly, Boston, Washington. Let's say they are the number 9 seed. They're a full game up on the 10 seed. And the 10 seed is tied with the 11 seed. And let's say the 8 is just 5 games out. The 8 seed's a ways away. Kings are, whatever record that would be, hovering around 500.
Mm-hmm.
And some team calls and says, hey, we will give you a first-round pick for DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah, you have to be in. Okay. You have to make the move.
Okay. What if it's Zach LaVine?
Yeah, I mean.
And he's your leading scorer.
Without any question, you make that move. Okay. I mean, that's just, again, for me, it doesn't matter if you're the 9, 10, 11 right there, right. And you might be fighting it out, whatever, mm-hmm. but you're not, you don't have a chance to be the 6. You have to speed up the process of your teardown.
I could not be more with you.
Yeah.
My greatest concern would be, and I don't think, now, Kevin, I want to reel this in a little bit and not be super dramatic. I don't think that if some team called and said, we will give you if Atlanta doesn't have any picks. Atlanta has the New Orleans pick.
Okay.
If Atlanta calls and says, hey, we'll give you this New Orleans unprotected, there are probably very few players on the Kings roster that they wouldn't move for that pick.
No, you're exactly right.
It wouldn't be that dramatic, but let's say there's some offer for DeMar DeRozan, who's averaging 22 a night.
Yeah.
And the Kings are hovering around 500. They're the 9 seed. My greatest concern would be that they're like, no, we can't make this move. Now, again, we're taking unprotected first round pick off the table. Let's say heavily protected first round pick.
Okay.
For DeMar DeRozan. And it's like, ooh, that's a lot of protections. He's our second leading scorer right now. We're in the 9 seed. We don't want to establish that we're not competing. And that would be I don't know that they would do that. I have no reason to believe they would or would not. But that would be when it comes to, they get to that point right before the trade deadline and they're in the play-in mix, that they would be afraid to go, hey, we're pulling the plug. We're going to make some changes here and risk falling out of the play-in mix, even if it's for the betterment of the team in 26 and 27.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to make that move, especially when you're looking at the $10 million buyout for the next season, right? That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
I mean, again, DeMar DeRozan, if he's averaging 22 a game, he might have value as a $25 million player the next year, but not true value,
mm-hmm.
right? Like someone might look at him as an expiring contract that can get you 20
mm-hmm.
For a year, and they might be willing to move for him next summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's more likely that you're looking at that $10 million and saying, okay, this really is about moving off of, you know, the remainder of this year's contract, but really the $10 million that we have to give him next year to not play. Because
mm-hmm.
that's the option. You can either give him $10 million to not play, or you can give him $25 million to be on the roster. And there's a really good chance that you're going to be looking at that and saying, yeah, there's no way I'm giving up. I'm going to like guarantee that money.
Yeah.
There are some mechanisms where he can actually earn, I think it's even more bonus money, or move that dollar figure up, or that he could guarantee his spot for the next year. But I think it's predicated on the Kings winning a bunch of games. And I don't think it's realistic.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, so look, I mean, if you're in that situation, and people are saying, well, what if you're the 6 seed? What if you're, you know, like every single one of those things change. Like if you have an honest-to-goodness opportunity to be a playoff team, but you have to also look and say, what are we doing here? Are we just spinning our tires?
Yeah, that's what I think, and maybe this is what you're getting at, but if you're the 6 seed and it looks like, man, this is really working. They just play, they do the opposite of everything I think you and I kind of think they're going to be this year.
Yeah.
And they just, man, the Doug's offense is cooking, and Keegan shooting 40% from three, and Keon shooting 43% from three, and Zach LaVine is an all-star, and oh my God, and Domas is all NBA, and look at this team go. Then I think that changes the calculus a little bit about what 2026 and then 2027 might look like.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the sixth seed because a bunch of people have gotten hurt and you're a half game up, you're a half game into the sixth seed and the 7 and 8 seeds are getting healthy and you've been winning by the skin of your teeth, then I think it makes it easier in that sense to go, okay, hey, we're gonna make a deal for the future and not so much for this year.
Yeah, I mean, I could even throw like a different scenario at you. What if there's a team out there that has a young player that's really good, but they're also a good team, and that young player gets hurt? Let's just say, you know, again, what if Memphis is playing good ball, but Ja Morant goes down and he's going to be out for the season without any question, and their team is still rolling without him, but they need you know, reinforcements. I could easily see the Kings taking a move where it's like, hey, yeah, we'll make this move where it's Zach LaVine for Ja Morant. And, you know, once you make that trade, you know that you're going to lose more games because he's not playing. Mm-hmm. Like, he's out for the year or whatever. But you're getting a player that you think you can build around down the road. I think that there's going to be one of those types of scenarios that pop up where you're moving for a player that you think can help you long term, even if they aren't going to help you today.
Yeah, man. There's not an easy thing here. There's just not an easy... I don't think there's a version of the King season where it's like, oh, yeah, this is the obvious thing to do. This is the easy thing to do.
Well, the easy thing to do is if they're on pace to win 50 games and you're like, okay, like, all bets are off.
Sure, and because if they're on pace to win 50 games...
something dramatic has happened that would put them on that pace.
Right. Right.
And that means that
whatever you're talking about is not important. Okay. The entire staff
is
walking into the studio all at once.
Hello, everybody.
I can't tell you how much I hate this. Hi, everyone.
This is happening on the air.
Okay, yeah, no, this is
everyone.
Great. Wow.
Happy
this is amazing.
Birthday
oh, wow. Okay.
You.
Wow, this is so nice. This is
everyone
amazing.
Is
Thank
coming
you
in the studio.
We just announced the Culture Coder of the Month, and after saying such great things about you, we looked around and realized you're doing what you do best, live on the air, making it happen.
Well,
so we just wanted to come
in.
Yeah, we're live. Wow, thank you. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
This is Kyle's nightmare.
Yeah, this is.
Kyle's nightmare.
I have no idea. Thank you, everybody. This is so nice. Wow, that's amazing.
It's a packed house. Packed house.
Yeah, we are. We're live right now.
I know Kyle very well. He desperately wants you to all get out of the studio.
This is I am stressed out.
You're
right
freaking
now.
Me out.
Thank you, everybody. I love and appreciate you all. Thank you.
It's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
James, you're pretty good too.
This is cool. I got an award.
You guys rock.
It's amazing. Hey, Dougie, I like your shirt.
Thank you. I figured you wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, no.
There we
awesome.
Go.
Shout out to Dougie T in the 1320 shirt. Hey, Damien, was this your idea? Yeah, it was.
Nah,
it's fine. Great. Cool. Anyways, that's the worst version of how that could have gone for me.
Yeah. I have to tell you, we're in a studio that's not huge. I don't know. It's a good-sized studio, right? So it's probably a 12 by 12 room.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a good eye.
So, yeah. Yeah, it's probably right around that. So many different... like perfumes and colognes just came in the door that now it's like, oh my gosh, my stomach has not been feeling good this morning.
Oh no.
And now I'm like, oh yeah, that's too much. I feel like I want to like lean over into the small waste bin that we have.
Please don't.
I won't. I'll run out of here if I have
to. Then I'm going to need it.
If you see me grab the, my cord and pull, that's where I'm heading. I want to see.
I've never won an award like this before where it looks...
like an official award.
Yeah,
like
it's really nice.
Yeah.
This is going to go on my desk at home.
There you go.
Or in my Zoom background, maybe?
We're going to have to move Al Roker's autographed picture
to
the side.
First of all, that's what we're not going to do, is move Al Roker. Al Roker gets prime real estate forever.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I have family members who will like visit my folks, and my folks will turn the show on and on the TV and... without fail, they always go, hey, watch the show today. Really, that's so cool. That's so cool. You get to, Was that Al Roker? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's a thing.
I think I was on NBC for like 6 years, and I've done like a lot of other TV mm-hmm. hits throughout mm-hmm. the years.
Yeah.
But it's been a while. So I went on with Matt and Kevin like maybe, what, 3 months ago?
On ABC.
Yeah, 2 months ago.
10.
Yeah. So I walk into the clubhouse and sports mm-hmm. lounge at where I live.
Sure.
And it was after the finals game. That's what it was.
Oh, right.
So it wasn't
right.
that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, we saw you on TV. Why were you on the TV? And then I got it from everyone. Like, everyone I saw. So I guess what happened was they have the game on right, everywhere,
right.
like on 12 different TVs, and then all of a sudden I'm on the TV for the next half hour, and everyone's like, wait, that guy is here all the time. What is he doing on TV?
So funny. He was just watching the game here.
The bartender's like,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Of course, my son works there. He's like, yeah. I had no idea that, like, you're... I'm like, well,
yeah, I'm
okay.
A big deal around here, dog.
I'm not, but, like, yeah, either way, it was funny.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just walking into the bar where you were on TV.
Yeah.
Have you ever had it where you were at a place while you were on TV?
We had a situation with Amic. Where me and Sean and Sam all went to the brew place by the arena, Yard House.
Oh, right.
We're sitting
yeah.
at Yard House, and on every TV, Sam was on an ESPN, and they kept looping it. It's everywhere. I kept taking his picture of him wearing the same clothes, and then him up on the TV. I'm like, man, this is a little obnoxious, Sam. I didn't know we were coming to your restaurant
like,
to be
cool,
here.
Cool, man.
Cool, dude.
Can yeah. you change this, Chad?
This is wild.
Like
what is
guy.
Happening?
All right. That's Jesse. I'm Kyle. We'll keep talking King's schedule here on ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Center. Hang on. I'm producing.
You're producing on the fly?
Yeah. I'm trying to execute your vision.
Oh.
I know somebody who knows somebody who knows Chris Biederman, so I'm going to try and reaching out.
Of course.
Seeing
of course.
What did he write in the beat?
The Sacramento Republic FC plans to break ground on their new stadium on Monday.
Oh wow.
In the rail
yard. Over at the rail yard? Sick.
Yeah.
I drive past that every day and it looks different every day.
Oh, they're doing a bunch of work?
Yeah, they're like literally laying the groundwork.
It's weird because I haven't been down there. I don't go down there when, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like during the off season, yeah. I'm not down there hardly at all.
Just you don't just go drive through downtown every once in a while?
No, it's so far from my house. it's an hour away from my house. So I don't usually hit that up very often. And so when you do go downtown, it's like, hey, things are different. What's happening here?
Hell yeah. It's tough to get a text back from this guy.
So oh, yeah?
We'll see. Yeah, man, that's going to be awesome. When you drive through downtown, because it's already sick. You got Golden One right there. You got downtown. You got the Tower Bridge. Mm-hmm. You got Sutter Health Park on the one side. When there's a real soccer stadium there, man, that's going to look so cool.
What I would love is if there was a real baseball stadium right across.
That'll be even better.
That would, like, a big time, full-fledged baseball stadium. That would be amazing.
There's room for it.
There is.
A lot of room down there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's going to be really cool.
I did look it up.
Read about it. SacB.com.
Yeah. West Sacramento. I did look it up yesterday. It's like they always call it West Sacramento now. Mm-hmm. It like really does feel like they're trying to separate themselves. Like mm-hmm. they don't want to call it Sacramento. It's West Sacramento. Mm-hmm. There's only like 57,000 people in West Sacramento. It's like very small.
That's an interesting thing to me that it's literally West Sacramento.
Yeah.
That it's a separate...
It's its own town.
It's its own thing.
It has its own
that's
mayor.
That's so strange to me.
No, it has its own mayor.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
It's weird to me. I know there's reason. I'm probably going to step on a rake here. But it's like, yeah, you just loop it all in. Just make it all one thing.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people who are very against that for various reasons that I am not privy to, so I'm not going to explore this joke anymore. I think the calling the A's West Sacramento, I think A, literally in print, you're in West Sacramento.
So yeah, technically speaking. So if you're going to do your AP style, it should say mm-hmm. West Sacramento,
right.
comma, CA,
right.
dashed.
Right. So I think we were talking about this with broadcasters and stuff yesterday.
Yep.
I don't view that as some kind of diss to Sacramento. I think that's a diss to the A's not owning Sacramento.
Okay.
Where people are like, hey, we're here in West Sacramento, like letting you all know that, hey, this is where we're at. So we're going to be very literal about where we are because the A's don't want to claim a city. So we're going to be very literal about the city we're in.
Yes.
Or town we're in.
Yeah, totally. Because, I mean, it's, you know, if you live in Roseville, there are people who are like, I live in West Roseville. Or like where I'm at, mm-hmm. like technically speaking, we're called North Auburn, even though we're not in Auburn. We're basically Grass Valley, which is a totally different city. But the way the lake is situated, like one side of the road is Grass Valley. The other side of the road is Auburn. So we're Nevada County, although Placer County lines are right down the street and all of Auburn is in Placer County. Our address is still Auburn. But so for me, like when you're looking at them calling it West Sacramento, if you're not from here, you have no idea that West Sacramento is a different city.
I have lived here a lot of my life and didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the mayor of Sacramento forever was Kevin Johnson. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, like Heather Fargo and mm-hmm. you can keep going back. They literally have a different mayor. It's a different city.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think it is a different, well, I think part of it is in Sacramento County, but a mm-hmm. lot of it's in Yolo County,
mm-hmm.
which is where Davis is and all that, right. Woodland and all that.
Huh.
Yeah.
I would love to know. This is these weird, like, deep dives I'll do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, some night, probably not this weekend because I have plans, but next weekend when we're just chilling at the house, mm-hmm. that's going to be a deep dive I do.
Oh, into like
on, yeah,
the
Sacramento
dynamics.
And West Sacramento and the history and the dynamics of okay. those neighboring towns and cities. A quick correction via our buddy Kenny Caraway: what I'm seeing is not them laying the foundation of the footy stadium. That is the Kaiser campus.
Oh, yeah,
that they're
yeah.
building over there. That's going to be massive. So salute to Kenny Caraway. We appreciate accuracy on this program.
Yeah, totally. They also built out the. the federal courthouse into the into the rail yards as well. It used to be like the rail yards were just like a vacant huge area, right? And there was a ton of contamination, right? Because it's a rail yard where you're, I mean, even if you're
not
storing
a lot of clean energy over there.
No, no. And even if you're just storing, like, you know, the railroad ties, those things are soaked in kerosene and, like, again, are polluting, like, the whole time. So, like, it's not. So there's all kinds of stuff that had to, the cleanup of the rail yards was a huge thing. That's why when the Kings tried to initially build in the rail yards back in, like, 2006, it was like this huge big deal because, like, hey, man, the infrastructure alone is going to cost like $100 million. And at that point, you're talking about like they were getting like $850 million for an arena. And you look at what Golden One only costs like $500 or $600 million. So, at like, but a decade later, they were getting $850 a decade earlier when everything was way cheaper to build and everything else. So, yeah, just very different. But the rail yards itself would have taken so much like time and money to clean up. And now they have cleaned it up and they put the infrastructure. So water, power, roads, bridges going to other ways. So it's not just one giant bottleneck.
It's going to be so freaking cool, man.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, really, really hyped. Again, you can read about the Sac Republic Stadium going up, breaking ground.
Yeah, breaking ground.
Breaking ground, sackb.com. Our buddy Chris Biederman.
That's right. So, I'm going to retweet it right now. So if,
James Ham underscore James Ham underscore NBA.
James underscore Ham NBA.
There it is.
There we go.
I think I type it wrong every time when I first go to type it.
Okay.
And then it corrects it for me. Anyways, that is James Ham. I'm Kyle Madsen. We're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Jesse Tapia on the ones and twos. So we've been talking about the Kings schedule. We've got a ton of leaks we've been going through. What's their longest homestand? Because their longest homestand leads into their longest road trip, right?
It does. They have a homestand in the month of January that is 7 games. And that's and it's also part of, again, we talked about this yesterday, that typically around Christmas, the Kings are at home. So it starts, if we want to go all the way back to like December 20th, they play Portland. Then the 21st, they play Houston. These are at home. They play Detroit on the 23rd. They play Dallas at home on the 27th. They play at the Lakers, at the Clippers to finish out the year. But then when you get into the early part of January, the schedule, you have Boston and then Boston at home. On the first, and then you have Phoenix in Phoenix the next day, but then it's Milwaukee, Dallas at Golden State, and then a 7-game homestand. So I bring all these other games up because basically you're looking at a stretch of like 11 out of 12 games at home. So that early January schedule, again, you've got Houston and Lakers back-to-back, you've got the Knicks, you've got Washington, you've got Portland, you've got Miami and Toronto, and that all leads up to the 6-game road trip. So
leading up to the trade deadline.
Yeah, the 6-game road trip. No, you come back and you have a couple more games.
Well, and then you come back and you're home against Memphis.
Yeah, then you've got five
and then
games.
The trade deadline.
Yeah, you've got 5 games before the trade deadline.
Yeah,
February is always a month where the Kings barely play any home games, typically. And to be honest with you, they play more home games like in this February. Well, I guess they play four home games in the month of February.
Four home games in all of February.
Yeah.
And three of them are within 4 days of each other.
Yes. Yeah, that's typical though for February, because February is the lightest month because of the All-Star break.
Right.
So there's only, 11 games in the month. So four home games, 7 road games. But that January schedule, you always have a big road trip in January. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they try to feed as many home games in the late December schedule and early January schedule as possible. And that's what we're seeing again this year. Because I do think the rodeo comes to town in Sacramento in that late January window. And again, I don't think the crazy road trip You do have, you know, two sets of back-to-backs on the road trip.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, like, you have two games before you play the back-to-back Cleveland and Detroit. Then you have a day off. Then you play the Knicks. And you have a day off. And you have Philly and Boston. Then you have a day off for Washington. And then 2 days off when you get home. So there is some breaks here. It's not, this is not the worst schedule I've ever seen for the Kings. And so a 6-game road trip is the longest. I've seen up to 8-game road trips for the Kings in that January window. But then the Kings also have 3 other 5-game road trips scattered throughout the schedule.
Do you have Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee is going to join us shortly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
That's a thing that's going to happen. Have you counted up national TV games?
Yeah, I'm not going to dive in national TV games yet because, okay, in my opinion, this schedule here that, you know, there's always changes that come through the national television schedule. Like, I count like 5 NBC games,
mm-hmm.
which is huge for the Kings. That's actually really, really good for the Kings.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not convinced that that's going to be the way it feels like they flex a lot. Yeah, well, not only do they flex, but like there are different versions of the schedule that come out, and those versions, sometimes they don't have NBA TV games, sometimes they don't have ESPN games, and all of a sudden the schedule changes dramatically.
I mean,
we had it a couple of years ago where they had 21 national television games total, including the ESPN, the NBA TV, but
mm-hmm.
like they had a bunch of really good high-end, you know, games.
Yeah.
I don't think that that will be the case this year. I would be surprised if they even hit double figures, you know, maybe 12 at the most, but even that seems really high for what the Kings usually have.
We're the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. And speaking of Sacramento sports, our buddy Chris Biederman joins us now from his home. I was going to say on the talk line, but that's not true. He is here with us on the stream. What's up, Chris?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Doing well. You're writing some news at SacB.com. Sacramento Republic FC planning to break ground on their new stadium on Monday. What's the timeline looking like for the construction of that stadium?
Yeah, they're going to break ground on Monday with the hopes of opening the stadium in the downtown rail yards in time for the 2027 soccer season, which for them starts in the spring, I think in March. So a relatively quick turnaround from a construction perspective, but it's going to be, I think, a 12,000 seat stadium, and it'll be expandable to 20,000 seats and have the potential to build an overhang, you know, if and when the MLS ever comes calling or they ever just decide to expand for, I know the USL is planning to launch a league that will compete directly with MLS, so they might expand the stadium for those purposes. But for now, they're planning on breaking ground on their new stadium on Monday. So pretty big news for downtown Sacramento and the sports scene at large.
Yeah, that's huge, Chris. You know, and we can talk about the expansion of the stadium, because that's something that they initially wanted to do with Sutter Health Park when it was being built back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then they didn't. They did not put in the footings and put in the steel girders that would support a second or a third deck at Sutter Health Park. So that to me seems like one of the biggest keys to this, that you're actually getting a stadium that may fit the crowd today, but also fit a much larger crowd not that far down the road, and concert venue and everything else that would come with a 22,000 seat facility in downtown.
Yeah, and they want it to be able to hold concerts, like you said, and other sporting events too. And I know there's Sacramento is getting considered for some other sporting events that might fit there in, you know, the not too distant future. What those are sort of remains to be seen. I don't want to say anything yet because it's all pretty abstract at this point. Yeah, like they want it to be a multi-use facility, and its proximity to downtown is obviously a big part of the whole project. And it's going to be an entertainment district, not too dissimilar from DoCo. There's going to be a concert venue in the rail yards eventually. obviously surrounding retail and housing and all of that stuff. So it's the stadium itself is a $175 million stadium. And there's going to be, it's a 300 some odd million dollar project that's going to be constructed over the next few years. And it's going to dramatically reshape downtown. And I mean, it's a long time coming, right? Anybody who's paid attention to what's been happening in the Sacramento sports scene and the business scene knows that the rail yards have been sitting there just waiting to be developed. And it looks like that time is finally here. And Sacramento can expand its downtown to the north in a pretty substantial way and bring more people and more sporting events downtown. So it should be a very fun thing for everybody involved.
Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Bee and the wonderful Candlestick Chronicles podcast joining us now on the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Are there you wrote about the Sac Republic groundbreaking on their new stadium, sacbee.com, if everybody wants to check that out. But Are there any potential hangups here, or is this stadium going up come hell or high water?
It's going up. There was a pausing of the expansion of a financing district, which is basically there's a Union 49, which is comprised of local workers, which has opposed the project, and they say because there isn't enough low-income housing being part of the project. Through a series of complicated laws, they were able to get enough votes from local residents that basically paused the expansion of a financing district. The thing is, the financing district has already been in place and will fund the infrastructure for the stadium project east of 7th Street, which is the lot where the stadium will be built. So there's a year-long delay in the expansion of the financing district, but overall, Sac Republic FC says it doesn't impact their ability to break ground or construct the stadium. The expansion of the financing district is really kind of for everything else around the stadium. But they think, and I know city council is pretty confident and the mayor's office is pretty confident that they'll be able to work around this opposition in the future, despite it being paused. And so we'll keep track of how that goes, but it doesn't, the from what I gather, there doesn't really seem to be much concern from the local municipality and the decision makers involved or the team that this is going to be a significant impediment to the project. It's just kind of something that's gotten in the way and grabbed some headlines at this point.
Chris, I appreciate that you got the memo and wore your black shirt and baseball hat today. It's our team uniform for the day. Yep,
absolutely.
I was watching the stream and I was like, I got to change.
You got to change.
You got to match the guys. Absolutely.
Before we get you out of here, you wrote something the other earlier this week about the A's and their attendance. And mm-hmm. I just want to get your take on what's happening there. Is it because it was a Tampa Bay Devil Rays on 100 degree Monday night? Or is this a legitimate concern, and is there a way to get around this issue of not having a ballpark full when it only seats 13,000 fans?
Yeah, I think I've been thinking about this a lot because I saw you guys have been talking about it, and D-Lo and KC have been talking about it. I think there are a lot of different factors at play, and a lot of things are... you know, there are a lot of different reasons. I think you could definitely point to the fact that the A's haven't exactly embraced Sacramento, you know, making it clear that we're not going to be called the Sacramento A's. I think disenchanted a lot of fans. The fact the team hasn't really been winning and has one of the worst home records in all of baseball since they've been playing at Sutter Health Park contributes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Obviously, there's a negativity that surrounds John Fisher, and I think Kings fans are also sensitive to the idea, or Sacramento fans are sensitive to the idea of a team being uprooted, like the Kings almost were when you know they nearly went to Seattle. So I think everybody's just sort of disenchanted with all of those things, and I also think. James, you made a really good point earlier in the week, too, that I didn't think about until I started looking into it a little bit more. Like, it's a supply and demand thing. And when you have, you know, casuals like our wives, right, don't really care about who's on the field, but they want to go to a baseball game. Why would they pay twice as much to go see the A's and whoever when they could just go to a Rivercats game and get virtually the same exact experience for, you know, a significantly lower cost? So there, I think that's a pretty substantial aspect to it too, is that, you know, there's 150 some odd games being played at Sutter Health Park this season. If you're not a diehard baseball fan who has to see the major leagues, right, why would you pay so much more to go watch an A's game when you can just go to a Rivercats game? So I think that's definitely part of it. I will push back on the weather side of it. I was at those games. I think first pitch on Monday was 85 degrees. Like, it was really, really nice at the ballpark.
It's been beautiful. It's been,
yeah, it's been really, really nice, even on the warmer days. And one thing I wrote last night was, you know, the A's might that I don't know how much time we have to talk about this stuff, but the A's are might push to have fewer night games, particularly on getaway days. They looked at the weather last year, and it was obviously a historically hot summer. So Major League Baseball decided to schedule a lot of night games, particularly on the last days of series, last night being one of those games. And Mark Kotze said, like, we kind of want day games. Like, even if it's hot, we don't really have a problem with like a 12:10 start. If we're off the field by 3 p.m. when it's the hottest, time of the day, then we get more time with our families. We get more time to recover ahead of traveling. We get more time to travel, all of those things. So, we'll see. Maybe the temperatures go back to 2024 levels next year, and that ends up being a terrible decision. Who knows? It's hard to predict, but that's something that's certainly in the offing. But I think, I mean, the weather this summer for A's games has been awesome. Like, mm-hmm. I'm sitting in the outdoor press area. It's been absurdly comfortable. Like, I've really enjoyed it. So the weather has been a pleasant surprise for the A's this year.
It's Chris Biederman, does a great job covering sports here in the Sacramento region. SacB.com. Chris, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
See ya. That's Chris Biederman, Sacramento Bee. Really appreciate the time. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The handoff with Damian and Kenny is next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center. Welcome into the handoff. Damian Barling, Kenny Caraway, D'Lo and KC are here.
Yes, sir.
We have a schedule to talk about in 15. Nope, that's wrong.
30 minutes.
About half an hour. Thank you. Time math is tough.
Not
for me.
Sure.
The
not
60, sure. And then you got to add
28
sure
minutes.
Why? I'm not sure why it's half an hour, 28 minutes.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with noon?
Yeah. Like,
15. Especially when like everybody's like,
what are you doing? What are you doing at 12:15?
I don't understand it. I don't understand why they don't just let the schedule come out.
I'm guessing there's five NBC games for the Kings.
Just
a guess.
That?
We're talking over under during the break.
Yeah.
Five. What do you think, Ham? Five? That a good number?
That's a good number, but I'm always a little leery on some of the when we might see an early version where national television games change a lot between early versions and secondary versions and third versions and final versions.
Sure.
It's happened, I mean, schedule-wise, yes, but like just getting teams in and out has happened for the Kings, both good and bad, in the last couple seasons. That Brooklyn Nets game of being team 1 year turned into a TNT game like 2 weeks before the game was played.
Yeah. They added two. I think that one that year they lost one, and then they added two additional TNT.
It'll be interesting to see if NBC follows, you know, is along that same line.
Yeah.
Do they wind up doing that the same way TNT did? Like, I think ESPN has done it. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's, I don't know if that's a network's call or do you know?
I think,
is that a network call or an NBA call?
I think it's NBA.
Oh, it's an NBA call.
Well, it's probably both. They probably have conversations because I remember the 1 year they lost a game, it was a Nuggets game. I mean, it was a Rockets game. The Rockets had like tailspin, and they lost their game. But then right afterwards, the Kings picked up another.
It also depends on how many games are on the schedule. Like if Tuesday becomes a game a day where there's only three games played, you're probably not going to lose that game, no matter how bad you are.
Wasn't one of the great footnotes of the iconic Clippers game that an ESPN Friday night game got yanked, and they didn't. There were like three games to choose from, and they didn't pick the Kings, and it wound up being that 176-175 or whatever it was game. Isn't that a footnote to that game that we all
that sounds
forget?
Right? Yeah. That sounds very
like it
could have
been a nationally televised game, but they went with Pelicans and Clippers or whatever it was. I don't remember. Maybe it was Suns Pelicans. It was something like that.
Well, the dynamic of the schedule, there's only so many teams that play at the 7 o'clock Pacific.
Right.
You know, so you only have your West Coast teams. And so you've got to, like, that's why, again, they usually just give them to the Lakers and the Clippers or the Warriors.
Right.
But if some of those teams are not here, if they're on, you know, playing Midwest or playing on the East Coast, then it just opens the door for the Kings to get more games.
That's actually an argument for me. For Seattle to get their team back, I want like one or two more 7 o'clock, or I should just say Pacific time zone teams in the league. So it's not like two Pacific time zone games a night or something like that.
Watching sports on the East Coast is so ass.
Oh, it's tough.
It depends on how you are, though.
It's tough.
I was in Key West. If where it was Bears Commanders Thursday night football. And I'm up at 11:30 p.m. watching the Bears and Commanders slap fight it out. Like, come on.
But like I said, go to bed. It depends on how you are. I'm a vampire, right? So when I was in Charlotte, there was like I was in bed because the little girl had to go to sleep. So I was in bed at like 11:30, 11:45, and I pull up. I'm like, yo, Brewers Dodgers game just started. Let me see what's good. Like that's fantastic to me, but I'm also a vampire, so
sure.
That's
I'll never forget being on the East Coast for the first time and the Lakers having a ring ceremony, and it's like they're going to halftime. It's like 11:45 that opening night, and I'm like, I'm not built for this.
Not at all.
I'm not built for this because we had to wake up early. Like that's why we were there. So there was a 6 a.m. alarm. I'm like, well, I'm not going to see the end of this game.
I don't know how if you're, let's say you're doing morning drive, so you're 6 a.m.
Yeah.
And you're in Boston and the Red Sox are playing the A's. How do you, you don't. There's no way you're watching that game.
Yeah, it's tough.
No. There's just no.
Your
chance.
Best bet is to record it. Get up early.
Yeah. Just rewatch it in the morning.
It's tough to plan that way.
Yeah, it is.
Like, cause you don't know whether the team won or lost. Yeah. You don't know what I mean.
Still be playing when you wake
like,
up.
Like you have to. Yeah, I mean, yeah, possible. But you've got to have your thoughts together pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've been talking a lot about the Kings schedule based on kind of what we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to find out by the end of November. We've talked a lot about do they try and win as many games as they can, or do they kind of hand the reins over to the younger guys and give them more minutes. I think we're going to know whether they're going to do that by the end of November.
Really?
Not that they would necessarily do it at the end of November, but whether that's the direction the season is heading come trade deadline time, early February. Because that's I think the start of their schedule, that end of October through November, is going to set a tone where if they come out and what was it, James, the first 19 games?
The first 19 games where they play Minnesota 3 times, Denver 3 times, OKC 3 times.
Right.
Jesus, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then the other 10 games, there's like 3 that you're like, oh, that's not a bad, that's an easy one.
There's a 5-game road trip in that November,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the OKC,
Minnesota,
Chicago.
Spurs, OKC, Memphis, and Denver is the 5-gamer.
So it's if you're coming out of November around 500 within a game of 500, you're like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a win.
It. Like, this team's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that means they probably knocked off OKC once or twice. They probably knocked off Denver once or twice.
Milwaukee, you got Milwaukee.
Yeah, you feel really good about where they're at, and it's like, okay, yep, they got to go.
This isn't the worst thing in the world, because teams like that, sometimes you got to catch them early.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think it's insane, especially if OKC. Now it depends on how OKC approaches the year. If OKC does the thing where they're like, "Hey, let's gun for 74," like let's see how high can this go, then that's going to be tough. But if you get a version of OKC that's like, "We did it, we're the best team in the league, we'll talk to you in April," right. Then yeah, maybe you snag one of those. Two of those. I mean,
well, you got to snag 2 of them. That's the problem, and you play them 3 times.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, of that first 19 games, again, you've got Phoenix, you've got Utah, you've got the Bulls, but it's on the second night of a back-to-back after playing OKC the night before. Mm-hmm. I'm just going through the games that are either coin flip or, you know, like you have an advantage. You've got the Warriors at home. You've got Atlanta, but again, it's the second night of a back-to-back with you playing Denver the night before. Mm-hmm. You've got the Spurs. You're at the Spurs. Maybe Memphis, maybe at Memphis. So I got 6 games without counting Memphis where you're either a coin flip or you might be favored. That's not a good thing of your first 19 games.
It's not, but I think everybody would have also said the Cavs would have swept the Kings last year.
Yeah, was the no, for sure.
They went into Detroit, who was a much better team than the Kings last year.
On the
year.
Second night of a back-to-back.
Yeah, and won those games. So I know this ain't what you're saying, but like it always looks like, oh, man, OKC 3 times. They're going to lose all 9 of those games.
Right.
Probably not.
Yeah.
And they'll probably lose to Washington at some point, too. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's just kind of how those things seem to go a lot of the time.
Minnesota, they went into Minnesota last year and handed them, I think they were 10-1 or 11-1 at home when the Kings went in there.
Right at the height of the De'Aaron Fox
day. They split with Minnesota last year, I believe, because
Minnesota got them here. Minnesota.
Was it right after the deal that happened? Now that you say that.
Yeah, it might have been.
Did they do it
right
without
after the
De'Aaron?
Trade,
like Malik was really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Jay Crowder. Or was that a different
No.
They split with him.
Yeah, that was Jay. Jay showing up
in
street clothes, starting, never playing, talking to Julius Randle, then never playing basketball again.
And then the second one was when it was after the trade, and Keegan went crazy in the first quarter. Had like 17 in the first quarter.
Yeah, and finished with 17.
So they split with Minnesota.
Damn.
No. Oh.
Damn it.
Sick burn.
Damn it.
Yeah, 17 in the first quarter. Finished with 15. It was the craziest game.
Yeah.
Keegan Murray made NBA history tonight.
I'm pretty sure he went like, I'm going to look this up because it's going to bother me. I think he went like 6 of 8 in the first quarter and finished the game with 10 shots.
That happens so many times, man.
It happens a lot.
Yeah.
That happens so many times.
The Kings did split with Minnesota. They lost the first 2, including a 130-126 game in overtime in end-season tournament. Mm. then they
that's the Aaron
season opener.
Yeah,
that's the game we were talking about yesterday.
And then they beat him on November 27th, 115-104, and they beat him February 3rd, 116-114.
And that's Fox gone.
When was that? February 3rd.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the box score right now because I know I think Keegan's box score is hilarious.
Yeah,
that's right. Lotus Keegan, Prime said it was 19.
Keegan in the first quarter, 6 of 8. 17 points. Keegan for the game, 7 of 11, 19 points.
Jesus, man.
Yeah.
Man, stop.
That was, because that was the game. He hadn't scored 20 since Thanksgiving.
That's right.
And James and we were James and I were texting. We were like, oh, he's got 17 in the first. He's going to break the streak.
Didn't
he's
get 19. It. Yeah.
Come on, Keegan. Get to the line.
Who's that on?
That's on everybody.
That's a Keegan problem to me.
Well, that's on everybody. That's your teammates not looking for you. That's your coach not running plays for you. It's on everybody. And it's Keegan. It's Keegan as well. But yeah.
Yeah, everybody got to wear that one.
Yeah.
6 of 8.
Or not. Like they won the game. So yeah. It's not like, oh, we're playing good right now. But wait a minute, we got to get Keegan his shots. Like,
yeah.
No, they played well enough at that time to win the game. So
yeah, Malik and DeMar were really good. DeMar in that game had 33, 5, and 7 on 14 of 25.
Here's a crazy question.
Almost as if he's a good basketball player.
How many times do you think?
He's a minus one.
How many times do you think Keegan scored 20 or more last season?
Oh, 3.
I'm going to set the over-under at 3.5.
I'm going under.
I'm going over, just slightly over. Or more, excuse me.
Thank you.
Less. Nice. Five.
Touch over. Nice.
You're allowed to say over and under as long as you're not talking about something.
As long as you're not running your game.
Wait.
You're allowed to say over and under before 12.
What are you minus 5? What happened to Kenny?
He had Jesse and I conversed. He had the worst tees. He's really bad at like, he just pissed me and Jesse off yesterday. So we docked him a bunch of points.
We're turning the legal ID into a gold star.
This is shameful, and we just it's like there has to be consequences for your behavior.
That's awesome.
It's like around the horn. You know how they just
you just
minus six.
Minus six.
Yep. Around the horn.
That's a bad take. That's a bad take.
The Woody Page special. Actually, it'd be the
that's a great
Mariotti special.
Ooh.
Who had the most career wins?
I think the Mariotti special is not a good thing.
You know, you're right. I think that's what he got in trouble for.
I think so.
Did Woody Page have the most wins on that show?
Should have.
It was on every episode.
Virtually.
Yeah. Man. I miss when J.A. Adonde was on that show, and I also miss when you were listening to KIFM.
Right.
West Sacramento, KRXQHD2 Sacramento, ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leaders. Always free. On some the Odyssey app and the iHeart app and the TuneIn app. Salute. Yeah, feels like Woody Page is on every episode of that show.
Yeah.
But the J.A. Adonde, Woody Page, Kevin Blackstone, and who's my guy from Texas? Tim Kalashaw.
Kalashaw's good. I like
yeah,
him.
That was a good show.
That was a good show.
I like those. I don't have a problem with those shows on ESPN. Like, I don't really have a problem with any shows on ESPN.
When PTI goes, I may never watch ESPN again.
I don't know when the last time I watched PTI because of work.
Man, you're a little busy.
Yeah. That's how it goes.
We have it on, but we have no idea what's being said.
I'm just vamping until 12:15. Oh. We can actually talk. What do you guys want to talk about? Anything interesting happened in the Raiders joint practice today?
Another
injury.
What's interesting about the schedule, though?
Okay, though.
Is breaking the schedule down at 12:15 really that big of a deal?
Yeah.
It is. Okay, well, I'll just shut the hell up then.
We've been breaking down the schedule all day.
Let me ask you guys something. I say no before I say this. I know it's still very dope, but it seems by virtue of how many national TV games are just going to be in the NBA, does the idea that you're on national TV, is it not as special? Because they can't just put the Warriors and Lakers on every game. They got a national TV game every day. Mm-hmm. They can't just put the Warriors, Lakers, and Celtics on every year. So I think, would you say you guessed that the Kings had 5 NBC games?
Just guess.
Just threw it out there. Just a ballpark.
Is that see what happens.
And
is it the same?
I said 5 NBC games, though, just to make sure. NBC, yeah, okay.
I'm going to say one Peacock game.
There's what?
I'm going to pick one.
Yeah.
Peacock?
Yeah.
Yeah, one. Yeah. I agree. Same thing.
Also worth noting, all NBC games are also on Peacock.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, okay.
But does it I don't want to say cheapen the experience, but, you know, it was like, yo, TNT, you're not even good if you're not on TNT. Like, when they finally had that game a couple years ago, it's like, yo, it's been Knicks, 5 years mm-hmm. since they've been on TNT. Does it feel the same, national TV, with knowing that, like, everybody going to get on there? Hornets are going to get on national TV.
It is. Because that's your opportunity to showcase. Mm-hmm. And when that hits, like, it's going to mean something for sure.
I agree.
It's definitely, it's not, but I think that's the right thing, is you want to showcase teams. You don't want it to just be, you want marquee matchups too. But man, if King's Suns is going to be an awesome game, then yeah, put King's Suns on.
I think there's levels though. Like, I think NBC would be the level. Like, not everybody get on NBC. Not everybody.
That's like the new
NBC.
That's the
NBC
new big
is
one.
The
yeah.
one that I would think yeah. would be the marquee
yeah.
one too.
Yeah,
that's
I agree.
Not the one.
Yeah.
Like, the Hornets shouldn't be playing on NBC.
Sure.
They have a Friday night versus the Pelicans on Prime, and I think I spotted one ESPN game. Interestingly enough, both of those games are against the Clippers. One is at the Golden One Center. The one on Prime is at the Golden One Center. The one on ESPN is at the Intuit Dome with their really distracting seat lights.
Oh, yeah.
The wall.
I think those are the only, unless I can't see, which is very possible, I think those are all the nationally televised games. Mm-hmm. The NBC ones we referenced, I think maybe there's two Peacock games. There's at least one.
I've seen one.
Maybe there's just one.
I've seen a Prime game.
Yeah, a Prime game, a Peacock game, a ESPN game.
Oh, no, there's two. There's two Peacock games.
Careful.
From what Ooh. I've...
Careful.
Yeah. Peacock games.
They're oh, yeah, I got
you. The hands inside the shoulder pads. He's good.
I think we got an at Indiana in December.
And against the Lakers in January.
Just there guessing.
Just guessing.
Just guessing.
Just absolute.
I would also guess...
Sources close.
If... It's not his first time back to Sacramento, but if De'Aaron's return to Sacramento was on an NBC, might be some energy.
Is that going to matter this year? I feel like it's
it
going to matter
on
a little
if
bit.
The Kings
this year.
Are good or not? If they're not good, it's not going to matter.
Yeah, that's a late season matchup at the Golden One Center. As Kenny speculated, it might be on NBC.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Did you know when I was at NBC, you're not allowed per the Kings to say the Golden One Center? It's just Golden One Center. Just saying. It's one of those things. They're like,
do you know what I would tell the Sacramento Kings if they're listening?
They are.
It would involve a middle finger, right?
They absolutely are. No, I might go 90s DX style rather than a middle finger.
I know what that means.
That feels a little bit more emphatic.
Is that the Anthony Edwards thing that Anthony Edwards would do?
Anthony Edwards has done it. Joel Embiid has done it.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Very
Mike
good.
Tyson has done it.
Mike Tyson is... Not necessarily done it correctly, but he's done it.
It's a very popular move when I was in second grade.
Oh, yeah. What grade?
That's like crazy. Second? That's crazy you said that. That's crazy.
I say that's it so truth. Often. I work with a bunch of goddamn children, man.
That was a high school thing for your boy, man.
Except
Come
for
on,
me.
Man.
Except for Hammer. Hammer did Except for Hammer.
Maybe second.
By the way,
but
happy
you
birthday.
In high
elementary school,
school
no, sure.
Happy well, birthday. Well, we don't get to well, no, we don't get to celebrate your birthday tomorrow. So happy
I mean
birthday.
You can. I'm just not gonna be there. But
I'm not
you.
Celebrating with you. I don't like you that much. I'm not celebrating without you here. Like, wait a minute.
I'll bring whiskey. We'll just celebrate without it. Hey, Kyle's not here.
I'm like, look, they're celebrating me. They're celebrating that they're that I'm not
That's
there.
Right. You'll be watching.
Was it Charlie or was old Aaron? It was old. I can't, no, my
who gives us gasoline for Christmas every year?
Yeah,
that's Charlie.
Charlie gives us gasoline.
But
for
the
Christmas.
One that we drank on the air.
The one that we drank on the air, that was Charlie.
Okay, yeah, yes. that yeah. you took a shot of.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. Wild.
That was
insane. I was
hitting
too. I didn't even lie.
Yeah, that was tough.
Hey,
that, was that was tough.
Man.
Kenny was giggling an hour later. It was crazy.
An hour later?
Well, you're still, 10 minutes. Still sipping the same glass.
Yeah.
And he's like, pour up another one. I went to.
Kyle and I are like, ooh, that's good. That's good. Kenny's like,
where'd it go?
I thought it was
Kyle
a
Kyle looked at him eyes wide open like, bruh.
We
put hair on your chest.
I was in Southern California for a friend's birthday, oddly enough, in March, and we go to this bar. It's like a witch themed bar. It's really cool vibe. Mm. But one of her friends is a legend at this bar for doing an au jus back shot. So he takes a shot and chases it with the au jus from his French dip. Yeah. And okay. So we all ordered this from the waiter, and he brings out a Maker's Mark, like two fingers of Maker's Mark neat.
Okay.
I'm like, hey, and I tell everybody, I'm like, hey, don't shoot this. A, it's good in my opinion. Yeah. And B, you don't want to shoot this much Maker's. That's going to murder
it's
you.
Bad.
Like, that's tough.
It's bad.
Her friend was not listening. This dude just grabs it and just goes, shunk.
Oh.
Oh my God. It was the nastiest thing I've ever seen.
Short night right there.
And then he drank his au jus.
Oh my God.
But hey,
God.
You get a little sip of the whiskey, a little sip of the au jus. It's kind of nice. Ooh. I didn't hate it.
Wow.
That's a no for me.
It's not
dog.
A thing I would it's not a thing I would ever it's
that's
not a thing
a no for me.
It's not a thing I would ever do like by myself.
Yeah.
But if
I go not. To
I just go to Chili's, I'm like, give me the au jus.
You literally just went, that's a no for me, dog, like Randy Jackson. Yeah. American Idol.
But if they were if I'm
that's
with
a
that
no
group
for me, dog.
If I'm with that group of people and they order a round of au jus backs again, I'm not gonna say no.
It's kind of nice. Yeah, I'll drink anything.
Yeah,
unless as long as it don't have coconut.
Nah, play on, play
inside
on.
Inside the pads,
he's inside
the pads.
I just looked at my producer and my nephew. That's all I did, man. Give
is that
break.
Who that is?
That's my nephew. Yes, that's
right
who
now?
That is.
Is he working now?
He's job shadowing. My nephew's trying to figure life out.
He
came to the wrong person. He came to the wrong person. But he's here.
Yeah.
But he's here.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Nate and Kenny snacking the whole
time. It's like, hey, dude.
Hell
that's
yeah.
What it is. This is, aside from dinner, it's the only time I eat. I typically don't end up eating breakfast.
Classic vampire move.
You just snack for 12 hours straight.
I don't even snack for 12
what
hours.
What time do you typically go to bed?
Well, let's say average around 1 o'clock.
Mm.
And what time do you
midnight.
Wake up?
What time do I get up?
Mm-hmm.
No later than 7:30.
Oh, dang.
Sometimes it's 6:30. Lately, I've been trying to just getting up earlier.
So you're up at about 7 o'clock and you don't eat until you get to here?
No, I have some coffee. And I usually...
well, that's not food.
That doesn't count.
But what I'm saying is...
That's
like
food
that,
for an adult, it seems like.
But coffee is not food.
I don't look at it as food, but it does also keeps me from being hungry.
Mm.
Like, it's not like all the coffee and the food.
I see.
Yeah. So once I have the coffee, I'm not really hungry to like get here.
Don't forget, Deion Sanders says you're not a real man unless you wake up before 6.
That's what made me wake up till 6.
You know what's fire is, have you ever had like a peach pie or something for breakfast?
Yes.
That is fire.
Absolutely.
That
is
the move.
That lemon cake.
That is the move. We made a peach cobbler the other night and... I just had it with breakfast. Like, why have I not been doing this?
Well, this is the thing that
because
I've never.
Because you don't sound so bad.
Well, that's true. But still, having it in the moment was like, this is terrific.
This is the thing
well,
that
apple
I,
pie in the morning?
It's my birthday week, so I don't gain weight. Those are the rules. I can eat whatever I want. Facts.
This is the things that I don't understand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So people generally will say like, oh, first thing in the morning, somebody eating. What, bro, you're going to eat cake right now? It's first thing in the morning. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to have pie right now? It's first thing in the morning. But then go get donuts.
Right. Or eat a pancake.
Well, to me, even muffins.
Also, hey, who cares?
That's the biggest thing.
who determined what I'm allowed to eat for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Nah, cold pizza's not okay, though.
Nah, you're right about that. You're right about that.
I walked in
let's
the other
get in
day.
The microwave, big dog.
I had pasta yesterday, and I told Jesse, I was like, hey, I got this pasta. I think I'm going to eat it cold. And he was just silent for a minute.
I couldn't tell. You can't tell the cold pizza people. You can't tell if they're serious or not.
I have a take about the cold pizza, but I can't say my take because it's a blatant It might be a flagrant too. So
say no, well, say now, yeah, now, say where it. Are you going now? No, what no, you think? You're walking no. away from this now?
Yeah,
no, no, I'm say gonna, it. No. Or at least
the
text
key,
it. One of the two.
The key
I'm
going to
go get on the.
No,
wait, no, wait a minute. Here we go.
I got my flag ready. We're good.
Here we go.
Hang on. Let me put my point up there before I.
This is.
They ain't going to go over there and put a negative next to that thing.
And when you're done, you have to go into the studio and explain to my nephew what's about to what all of this was.
I have to explain. Okay, you have it's to not going to help him figure
yeah,
life out.
Yeah, well, who knows?
You never know.
The key to a good cold pizza, in my opinion, I'm going to figure out how to say this. Flag
I think,
three,
okay, all right.
Play the game.
Is not having red sauce on it.
Oh.
Say what you were going to say.
What kind of sauce you like on your pizza?
Oh yeah!
Usually like
oh,
a
no,
garlic
no, say,
sauce.
No, no, go ahead. Okay. No,
all right.
Boo! Yeah.
Red. What color are the?
I like white sauce on my pizza. All right. All right.
I think we all need flags. What are the flags?
Little white, little garlic sauce on it. It's delicious, especially the next day.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
I don't have another.
The flags all over the field.
Yeah.
Player was out of bounds. I ate at Ella last night for the first time.
Where is this?
It feels like a James Ham place.
Yeah, we've been in Ella.
It definitely felt like a James. That place was terrific.
Yeah. Well, that
was downtown, right?
Yeah. It was absolutely fantastic.
That's where I went the night that the Board of Governors meeting where Clay Bennett and his group had come in to vet the $12 million and money that Kevin Johnson had brought in.
Okay.
And so I told my wife, hey, let's go to dinner. I said, we're going to guess that, you know, someone's going to show up at Ella.
Mm-hmm.
They put us right in the middle by the bar, right in the middle of the restaurant.
Good view.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
On one side was the NBA, Chris Granger and Clay Bennett. On the other side of the restaurant was Kevin Johnson and his people. They both had to walk by our table to get out. They both stopped and talked. Had full-on conversations the night that they were trying to vet.
Who was in the private room, the NBA? Were either of them in that private room right
no,
there?
No, they were both
Kenny.
On the far
end. Great point.
Kenny.
Great point. He had it.
Kenny
had it
was
that
in
night.
The private room. And I had discussions with Clay Bennett. I had discussions with Kevin Johnson. It was interesting.
That's great.
Sweet.
That's great.
How was it? You had That's a good great. Time?
No, it was great. Yeah, Katie, it was funny. We got there.
What kind of food is it? It sounds Italian.
No.
It's like it's steakhouse, seafood, stuff like that. Like it's a higher end restaurant. But so we get there and like the food looks crazy, right? So we're, you know, we both love oysters. So we ordered, you know, oysters and they had these things called lobster corn dogs and, you know, bread. Like it was just fire. Ordered our drinks and we're sitting in, I mean, we're there a solid 30 minutes just talking and enjoying each other. And I look, and I'm like staring. I'm like, yo, that looks like my man. Like, is that Io? And
no
I'm
way.
Watching my best friend walk in, and like we see each other, and I'm thinking, yo, this is crazy. We're eating at the same restaurant. I didn't even know. And then I'm watching his body language, and it's like, oh, this was a plan. So Katie had kept it a surprise from me.
That's
she had
awesome.
Kept it a surprise. And got the staff in on it because she called them and were like, hey, it's a reservation for four, but only two are showing up. The other two are coming later. Can you please like sell it like it's only two people? And they, girl, we got you. They had notes incredible. That said, you know, it's really for four. Mm-hmm. Be aware of that. Just don't acknowledge it. And then, so a couple seconds later, the hostess comes over and goes, we were all watching you because we wanted to see your reaction. And your face went through a variety of different emotions of trying to figure out who the person you're seeing was, realizing it was the person you thought, and then realizing why they were there.
Yeah.
So that was
That's
it
incredible.
Was terrific.
I put it's my fun. Buttons away. I was going to do a applause, but imagine there is an applause.
Okay.
That's a really good bit.
That's good. It was great.
So you're telling me Io showed up for your birthday after you had two appetizers. Thank you so
Correct.
Much for
yes,
that.
Yes, very good.
That tracks.
Yeah, that
I feel
is
like
that,
that
like,
tracks
that's,
for our guy.
That's a Io Taylor special. We went out Saturday, and you know, Katie was like, "What? She knows by now. She's like, what time do we have to leave the house? I was like, we're not leaving before 9:45. Like, no way. Io had hit me up earlier in the day. Hey, can't wait to see you guys. I'm going to get there at 10 o'clock. Okay, sweetie. Whatever you say. Katie and I got out of the house at 10:10.
And still beat him there?
No. Got a call when we're 5 minutes out saying, hey, where are you guys? And, you know, it's a 30-minute drive to where we were going. Oh, I was like, oh, we're about 5 minutes out. Oh, great. So are we. Mind you, the guy who said he was going to get there at 10 o'clock is getting there at about 10:50. At the same time we are.
That's great. That's
good
knowledge.
30 years. I know the game. That's 30 years.
Yeah.
I know the game. We've been doing this since my freshman year in high school.
When he pulls up to the house, it's time for me to go to bed.
Yep.
I said, about 1 o'clock.
Yep. Cool. Like, my godchildren were baptized at like 12. He was so late. Like, that's the game. Like, I get it.
That's awesome. The schedule's out.
It is.
It's out.
Hey, how many NBC
look
games?
At that.
How many NBC games?
Well, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4... Five!
Wow!
Good guesses. What about, man?
That's crazy.
James, what? Did we lose? Oh, no, James. 2 Peacock games.
Hey. 2 Peacock games. Imagine that.
And a Prime and an ESPN game.
So wait, what you're saying is this schedule is not fraudulent?
It's not.
I'm just saying.
What happens when the Spurs come to Sacramento?
They play on NBC, Kenny.
Damn, that's...
Oh, my
God. Right. This is crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Yo, this is crazy. We got it on.
Man.
Right. This is crazy.
It's wild.
This is crazier than when we guessed Malik Monk was going to be a Sacramento King. Crazy. Only thing we ever got wrong was Keegan.
Well... Well, that's why Kenny hates him now.
Love Keegan. Love Keegan Murray.
I like
Keegan.
Him.
Keegan.
Murray. You know, one thing that...
It even works on the radio. That's terrific.
You know what they don't get and what may still be like the exclusive, and it should be, it absolutely should be, is the Sunday games. Sunday ABC, I think they're still doing that. And then when NBC starts doing Sunday Night Basketball.
You're saying... NBC should get the Sunday? Wait, what?
No, the Kings or bad teams should not be. Those games should be prestigious.
Got you.
I don't love that the Kings play the Lakers on January 12th. It's the second night of a back-to-back. It's on Peacock. Mm-hmm. It's the second night of a back-to-back. The first night is Houston, and it's their third game in 4 nights.
Yeah.
Mm. And James, I know you look for these a lot. I'm clocking a 6-game road trip in January.
Yeah, 6-game road
Cleveland,
trip.
At Cleveland, Jesus Christ.
It's a 7-game homestand leading into a 6-game road trip.
At Cleveland, at Detroit, at New York, at Philadelphia, at Boston, at Washington. Come back for 3. And then between the All-Star break, they're at New Orleans, at Utah. They got 1 game at home. Then they're at San Antonio, at Memphis, at Houston, at Dallas, at L.A.
Yeah.
January and March are the big home game months, though. March, they got a good amount. It looks like they got a good amount of home games.
And winnable games.
They close out March on the road against Charlotte, Orlando, Atlanta, Brooklyn, and Toronto. That's an interesting road trip.
Mm. They have 3 5-game road trips and 1 6-game.
So I count 13 back-to-backs?
I had 14. But
sometimes you miss on the month.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's definitely what it is.
Yeah.
The other thing is that end of January at Cleveland, at Detroit, at the Knicks, at Philly, at Boston takes place across 6 days.
Goodness gracious.
Man.
That doesn't even seem possible.
At Cleveland, at Detroit, back-to-back, day off, at the Knicks, day off, at Philly, at Boston, back-to-back.
Yeah, so you mentioned the back-to-backs. There's 5 back-to-backs in the month of January.
Man.
Well, what I feel happens is, sure, their teams are going to have better situations than the Kings, but for the most part, I mean, they're moving around the schedule a lot because of that NBA Cup. Game's got to be made up at some point. So I think a lot of people's January might be flooded with scenarios like that.
No Kings game during Rivals Week.
They look in the mirror.
They
only
clearly
opponent.
Don't have a rival.
We got Spurs at Rockets that week, Lakers at Nuggets,
Yeah.
Cavs at Hornets?
That's not a rival.
I'm sorry, what? OKC at Milwaukee. Okay, now we're just bastardizing the term rival. What is this?
They can't possibly look at those as rivalries.
Warriors at Dallas, games. I guess that's fine. Lakers well, that's, at Clippers, I guess is fine.
Because it's Clay and the Warriors.
Why is the Rockets and Pistons a rivalry?
I don't think it. Well,
Amen versus Asor. Yeah.
Okay.
Or they, I'm going to find all these connections. Keep letting them
rip. Are they classifying this as? Played is a rivalry, right?
Well,
that's what they're highlighting is Rivals Week.
I think it's trying to find like intriguing things in matchups more than like pitting teams against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think it's Amen versus Sor Thompson is very much why it's Rockets Pistons.
Well, you asked for the rest of them. You got Pacers at Thunder. I guess that's easy. Yep. Even though
finals rematch.
Knicks at Sixers.
Okay.
Warriors Timberwolves.
Okay.
Lakers Mavs.
Luka.
Yeah.
How many real rivalries that's at Dallas have too. In this league right now?
Mm.
Real rivalries? Bucks Pacers.
The Warriors and Rockets always feel like smoke, especially with KD there now.
Yeah. Warriors Rockets for sure.
Knicks Pacers.
Celtics Lakers is always going to have
Pacers Bucks.
Yeah, yeah, you said. Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you said that?
Yeah.
I was
clear. I said Bucks Pacers, so we need to get the
Okay, so right.
Pacers Knicks I think is real heat. They've had the last two.
Knicks is heat, yeah.
Does Knicks heat still carry any weight with anyone? No.
Not to me. Pat.
In the Knicks fan contingent.
I love Glenn Rice.
Hey, do you know who Glenn Rice is?
Yes, he played for the Heat.
Do you know anything else?
It's Glenn Rice. It's Glenn Rice Jr.'s father.
Great point.
Mm.
Is he wrong?
Didn't Glenn
play for Georgia, Tech?
Is he
played
wrong?
For Charlotte?
Was Glenn Rice on Dream Team too?
Probably. Played for Charlotte. He finished. Did he play?
Oh, Glenn Rice was a hooper.
No, Glenn Rice was the truth. Shout out, go blue. The last national championship was mm-hmm. because of Glenn Rice in Seattle in 1989. Go blue. You know the vibes. But
you can't say their last national title was in 1989 and then say go blue. You
Why
know the
not?
Vibes.
What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, that and I hate to tell you, but
barely title? Even born when that
go
happened.
Blue.
I also think that title was wiped away.
No,
I
that
believe.
One was good. They got.
Sure?
They tried to get the Fab.
How many Michigan titles get wiped away?
None of them. Literally none of them.
Well,
none of them.
Well,
none of them.
Also,
what they did was they tried to wipe away the Final Four appearances from the Fab Five. That's what they did.
So
they took those banners.
I'm bugging. Was Glenn Rice back. Not on Dream Team too?
Sounds like you don't know about Glenn Rice.
I guess not. I absolutely thought he was on Dream Team 2.
Let's go to our official Glenn Rice correspondent, Jesse Tapia. Was he on Dream Team 2?
No, he was not.
He was not. Charles was on that tough. Again. Grant Hill, Penny, David Robinson again. Scottie Pippen again. Mitch was on it. Reggie Miller, Karl Malone. Oh, Jesus.
I remember him Shaq. With Houston.
Go ahead to that scoreboard, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Oh, Jesse. Okay. All right.
Oh, did I make the scoreboard? I can't even see from here.
You did.
I got a bad angle.
Yeah. No, you did. It's fine. I'm glad we're getting used out of that stupid scoreboard.
You guys remind
me. In fact, for you telling Jesse you didn't know.
Oh, no.
That's a good call. It's a good call. Hey, take one off for me, too, while we're at it, because I didn't say anything.
No, you don't deserve anything.
I didn't say anything.
It's a good point.
You have to add one.
Yay!
You got to add one. He said take one off. Take a point away. You're at negative four.
No,
take a point away. It makes it negative five.
The stripes off. Now take two of them off. You guys remind me, because I don't care what Jesse says.
Oh,
this is not being said on the air. But remind me to tell you guys about Glenn Rice when we get off the stream.
Oh, you got one of those.
And the thing that just, I just.
Okay.
Yeah. Hell of a basketball player. Hell of a basketball player. One of the great scores of all time. I remember Glenn Rice talking about how, like, why he's such a good shooter and all this other stuff. And he would say he used to shoot in the dark. And his thought process was, if I can make them in the dark, then when the lights are on, it should be easy. And I would do that literally. I would go up to Kennedy High School. Sun would go down. I couldn't really see, but I was like, nope, still shooting. Because what Glenn Rice said resonated with me and made sense.
Well, he did shoot. He led the league 1 year shooting 47% from three.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did he win All-Star Game MVP? I think he did. Or maybe he did. Maybe Jordan won it with a triple-double.
He did win the 96-97 All-Star Game MVP.
There you go.
Look at Kenny.
Maybe I had that confused with a gold medal.
He's deep in the Glenn Rice book here.
Well, I just found out a nugget that I didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Is it what Kenny's going to say after?
I'm just going.
We got a minute. Come on, say
it. No, we don't have
a minute. Wait, we have a minute. Why can't we talk about this? Wait, I don't know if we're talking about the same thing.
Let's find out.
The presidential nominee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But okay, just the okay, on the surface we can.
Okay, surface. It appears he got a little thing with Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
What?
Gum.
In 19... Oh, Jesus Christ.
Go to commercial. Drink water and be nice to people. God!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.